Squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Back to regular season action. For season. Well, many different teams. Is that what? Points per game while giving up 53, but their offense here on the 6th, they will be hosting Frankfort. They'll be at Washington County, a team that they are right there neck and neck with in the standings. They're on the road at Washington County on the 9th, and they're at Troy just down the road here a little bit. That will be on the 13th, and then their game versus Hanover. We do have a date for that. That was one thing I found out today. They'll be taking on Hanover on February the 19th. That is a big game for Axel. And as for Donovan West, some teams they have to face in the top half of the league. They are at Clifton Clyde coming up on Friday, a big game for both of those two teams. As for their next game, their next really good game will be against Hanover on the 9th. They'll be at Centralia on the 12th, and we'll be broadcasting their game against Troy on the 20th. So for Donovan West, their magic number this season has been 50. They are 6-0 in games when they hit 50 points, but they're just 2-5 in games they fail to hit the 50-point mark, and they have given 50 points up in all of their losses. So when they give up 50 points as well, things tend not go well for the Donovan West Mustangs. On the year, they average 48.7 points per game, while giving up just 41.8. As for Axel, on the season, they score 34.4 points per game, and they allow 39.4 points. So scoring not as good, but defense statistically has been a little bit better. Well, Axel, they're coming off one of their best finishes in the TVL tournament in a long time. They got 7th place with a couple of wins against Washington County in the first round, and a win over Lynn in the 7th place game with losses to Clifton Clyde and Frankfort. And as for Donovan West, they just finished right above them in 6th place. They played 4 games in 4 days, so in their first round game against Louisiana Randolph, and lost in the quarterfinals to the eventual champion Centralia. They defeated Lynn in the Constellation semifinals, but then lost to Frankfort handily in the 5th place game. So comparing Donovan West's season this year to their team last year that won the whole thing, they have the same amount of losses. 5 losses for the team a year ago. They went 21-5. This year they are 8-5, so they definitely have some work to do in terms of getting some wins and trying to match that win total from a year ago, which again was 21. And those 5 losses they had a year ago were the most ever by a team that won the 1A D1 state championship. So keep that in mind as well. But to be fair, they always have a very difficult schedule in arguably the toughest league in the entire state, in the Twin Valley League. They're going to have to take that with a hint of salt. And talking about their schedule, it has been brutal. They have been facing some really good opponents, including Riverside, who is currently number 1 ranked in Class 2A. And it's the only time they've been held under 40 points this season. It was against Riverside that was all the way back in early December. This is a team that has really started to hit its stride of trying to get those wins against the teams that are in the top half of the league. Axel is actually the only team that Donovan West has beaten that has currently a record above 500. They have a chance to beat them again here tonight. As mentioned, they are 0-5 against teams that are above 500 currently. And they are 8-0 against teams that are currently, actually 7-0 against teams that are below 500 and 1-0 versus Axel here on this season. And as for Axel, they are just trying to really get a whole lot of momentum to build into next year, which they really have a lot looking forward to next season. They have three really good eighth graders coming up. And on top of that, this is a pretty young team that they are bringing out with just three seniors, but those are three starters for this year's team. Head coach Brad Brockerman said that there are some of those players from last year's, or some that are on the eighth grade team that could be big contributors to this year's team if they were placed on this roster. So this is an Axel team with a bright future ahead of them. And as for Donovan West, they certainly have a win-now mentality after their state championship. They have a few seniors in their starting roster, including Alina Leatherman, Ava Gladhart, and Melina Wettstein. We'll get to the starters here in just a couple of minutes. But this is a team that doesn't want to let up after winning its state title, its first ever state title a year ago. Axel and Donovan West both above 500. Donovan West not in those rankings, as again, 8-5 is their record, and Axel at 6-5 after a very solid 7th place finish in the Twin Valley League basketball tournament. Well, looking at the sub-state standings for both of these two schools, starting off with the 182 Blue Valley Randolph sub-state where Axel resides, there are 6 teams, and there are 6 teams in both of these sub-states. So, as of right now, Hanover is currently in first place at 9-4. They would get a first round bye, but Axel would also get a first round bye if the season ended today at 6-5, and that would be certainly a very historic thing for the Eagles to get a first round bye, automatic bid into the semifinals of sub-state. Still a long ways to go until the mark ends, though, with Lynn being in third place, Pike Valley right behind them at 4-6, Blue Valley Randolph in fifth, Southern Cloud in sixth. As for the 1AD West sub-state thing, we'll be broadcasting right here on KMZA. Centralia currently in first place with a first round bye and a 10-1 record. Burlingame to get the other first round bye with an 8-5 record. Donovan West, they also have an 8-5 record. They would be in third, and they would have to play Onega in the first round. Again, if the season ended today, with Troy getting the 4 and Northern Heights currently being the 5. But there is a lot of basketball to be played between now and then, including this game here tonight. And it's going to be an evening that will be tough for the Eagles. They'll try to stay competitive. It would be outrageous to expect an outcome that is near what we got back on December the 1st. And the Eagles are just trying to make this one a good one here tonight. And possibly maybe get out of here with an upset. We will see. And looking at the TBL standings, Centralia, Valley Heights, Frankfort, all tied atop the standing. 4-0 for Valley Heights and Centralia. Frankfort is 5-1. Clifton Clyde is currently a half game back at 4-1. Donovan West, Hanover, tied for 5th at 4-2, a game back. So it is tight from 1st to 6th in that top half, those top 6 teams in the standings. In the bottom half, you start with Troy and Axel, tied for 7th, 2.5 games back, 2-3, 1-2 respectively. And then Washington County, Lynn, 1-4, and 3.5 games back, Blue Valley, 1-5, Onega, 0-7, 5.5 games back after losing to Hanover last night. All right, so let's go ahead and step aside for a couple of minutes, and we will go ahead and come back as we have our national anthem. We'll get you those starters and get tip-off underway here in Highland. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home,
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Here are your starters tonight. First for Donovan West, the senior, number 2, Lena Leatherman. A junior, number 10, Brenna Eady. Number 15, a junior, Katie Johnson. Number 22, a senior, Ava Gladhart. And number 23, a senior, Melena Weststein. And for Ackrell, number 2, a sophomore, Natalie Strothman. Number 11, a senior, Emma Hazenkamp. Number 22, Kaylee Sandman, a senior. Also a senior, number 24, Chloe Strothman. And number 40, a senior, Aaliyah Leibarker. We are underway here in Highland. Larberger with it. Pop down low underneath. One dribble. Shut up off the glass. It's good. And Axel gets the lead to start things out with Natalie Strothman scoring the first basket of the ball game. And for Axel, is a triple-headed monster in terms of their scoring. Natalie Strothman, Kaylee Sandman, and Chloe Strothman combined for 25 points per game as a unit. Driving near side here is Melina Weststein. Kicks out to Brenna Eady. He works from the top of the key. The team's starting point guard. Leatherman bounce pass to Katie Johnson working on the left side corner. Deflection out of bounds. Nice hands by Chloe Strothman to poke that free. He'll stay with the Mustangs. Ellie Strothman, the leading scorer for Axel. 11.5 points per game. 9.5 rebounds. Right side. Bottom of three is Weststein. Eady from the top of the key. Pass to the left side. Driving middle. Leatherman kicks it out. Good defense from Axel, selling for a three, but it is good. Melina Weststein knocks down the triple and gets Donovan West on the board for the first time. And over the end line was Emma Hazenkamp, and head coach Brad Brockstrom not happy about that call. And it'll be a turnover after the three for Weststein, who was averaging 9.5 points, 4.5 rebounds per game. Leads the team in scoring and second in rebounding. Drive and kick from Weststein. Gets it out. Drive. Baseline in trouble underneath as Ava Gladhart kicks it out. Three ball for an ED from just the right of the top of the key. No good. And long rebound, and it's a jump ball between Katie Johnson and Chloe Strothman. Possession arrow points to the Mustangs. 3-2, Donovan West early lead with 6:50 to go first quarter. Game of the week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Corner near side. On the left side, I should specify, for Lena Leatherman. It's underneath the basket directly here. Three ball on the way for Weststein again, and she knocks down another three. Melina Weststein knocks down the triple. She already has six. D. West brings on the zone press. Cross half court to Strothman. She'll pass to her left to Natalie Strothman and hand it back to Kaylee Sandman to start the offense. Sandman making the CBL tournament all-tournament team. Entry. Turnaround fadeaway over the backboard. Chloe Strothman kind of just firing from the hip. And out of bounds, it'll go to Donovan West. Substitution, first time today, we'll see Alyssa Hazenkamp check in for Axel. Alyssa Hazenkamp, a sophomore. 6:08 to go, first quarter. Melina Weststein, a pair of three. She gets the ball here. She'll go wing to wing with the pass to the left side, Alina Leatherman. List on the floor twice, bounce pass to Eady. Top of the key against the Axel 2-3 zone. Weststein thought about the three, drives middle, jump stop kick. Leatherman, she thought about the three, hand in the face from Natalie Strothman. Drive, Gladhart kicks out to Weststein, she'll try another one, that one's too strong. Long rebound, Leatherman trying to save it, she cannot, it goes out of bounds to Axel. We'll drop the West press here, it looks like they will. Natalie Strothman, Kaylee Sandman up to receive the inbound pass here. Now everybody trying to come up, and the pass deflected by Edie, and she touched it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles. 5:44 to go, first quarter. Inbound received by Natalie Strassman. Goes up the left side. Defended heavily by Andy Foster, who just checked in. The freshman, one of the best freshmen in all of the Twin Valley League. What a year she's had. Averaging 7.2 points, 4.7 rebounds per game. As the three is off the mark. The right side, no good. From Emma Hazenkamp, long rebound down to West. Johnson wide open, a pass down low, and it's a nice recovery by Chloe Strassman to deflect that one away. And it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Mustangs. Lob on the inbound. Top of the key, drive Foster. Shot up off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound, put back, no good by Johnson. And loose on the floor. And a pass deflected out of bounds. It'll go to Axel. Still 6-2, been stuck at the score for a little bit. 6-0 run for the Mustangs on a couple of three-pointers from Elena Wettstein. Salmon trying to bring it across half court for the Eagles. She stopped. In trouble, defended by Andy Foster. Now whistle and timeout called by head coach Brad Broxman of the Axel Eagles. We'll take it as well. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Stahlbomer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Stahlbomer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Stahlbomer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Stahlbomer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
The Kansas Basketball Coaches Association released its newest rankings, and none of the two teams here tonight in the rankings, but there was some movement, and we saw Centralia jump up to number 3 after winning the TBL tournament. They didn't move after they won the tournament, but now the rankings starting to reflect that as they go up to number 3. Frankfurt's number 5, Clifton Clyde falling all the way down to number 6. As a shot no good, offensive rebound is ripped away from Natalie Strassman, and here comes Donovan West, Amelia Leatherman. She carried it. I'll go back to Axel. On the girls' side, 182 Hanover is now ranked number 4 in those rankings. So four teams from the Twin Valley League currently ranked as of right now. Valley Heights, they are not ranked in Class 2A, is losing it, giving up, pass through the hands and out of bounds. After a turnover for Axel, Salmon couldn't handle that pass. I think it's kind of surprising to see Valley Heights not ranked, despite being 8-3 on the regular season, 4-0 in TVL play, tied for first. Not ranked in Class 2A. High post catch for Brennan Eady. Kicks it to the right side. She'll get it right back. In the game is Bell Smith. Drive baseline for Wettstein from the left side wing. She gives it up. In trouble is Andy Foster. She falls to the ground, and on the floor, it's going to be a travel. And she fell without getting fouled, and possession arrow favors Axel. Eagles scored the opening basket in the ball game inside the first minute. Nothing since then. So we have 4:17 to go here in this first period. 6-2, Donovan West. D. West once again pressing. Going up the left side. Hazenkamp. Bounce pass into the hands of Natalie Strassman. Shot no good on the nice pass for Chloe Strassman. Putback is good. And Chloe Strassman makes it 6-4. And another timeout called by, I think this is by Donovan West this time, actually. So both teams have used a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll take it as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
6-4, Denver West leading at home against Axel. Other games going on across the Twin Valley League versus league game. Centralia is at Troy, just down the road. That game is on 103.9 FM KNZA. That one just got underway. Your 12 jumper for Edie. That one's no good from 12 feet. Rebound for Axel. Kaylee Salmon has up ahead to Chloe Strothman. Out of her hands, she loses it. Far side corner, she picks back up. Under Costell in the game for the first time. She passes it to the left side. Three ball no good for Natalie Strothman. Chloe Strothman can handle the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And looks like they're going to say that it was last touched by Donovan West. Courtney Johnson checks in for Donovan West. And Brooklyn Rawls, or big pardon, sorry, Avery Busing checks in for Axel. Eagles in their blue-on-blue uniforms. Donovan West with their home white. There's an inbound. It gets into the hands of Natalie Strothman. Pull-up jumper falling away to her left side. Knocks it home, and we are tied. Strothman now with 4 points here in this opening quarter. 6-6, 3:20 to go. Edie Scott gives up to Annie Foster. She drives middle, and it's out. That's our first foul in the ballgame. Annie Foster, very aggressive. And she has had a lot of success here in her first year of varsity play. As mentioned, averaging 7.2 points, 4.7 rebounds, also 2.8 steals per game. She leads the team in that category. Here's the inbound. It's too tall for Andy Foster, but it's corralled by Melina Wittstein near half court. Passes too high for Courtney Johnson, goes out of bounds. It'll go to Axel. So the Eagles, after giving up the 6-0 run, they have a chance to take the lead here. They can score in this possession. But first, they're going to have to face Mustangs press once again, which they have struggled a little bit with. As Lena Leatherman checks back in, she'll come in for Melina Wettstein, who has all of Donovan West's points so far. Inbound is for Kaylee Salmon. She'll get it in to Chloe Strothman, and Salmon will get it right back. She'll bring it up to the left side, defended by Brenna Edie. Edie almost got a hand on it, but got away from the pressure. And across that court to Strothman on the pass. Defended by Katie Johnson, about 25 feet away from the basket. That's the top of the key for Costell. To the right side corner. Fouls about the three for Avery Busing. Now she dribbles to her left. The top of the key hands it off. Costell gets it back from the wing. To the top of the key, Chloe Strothman lobs a nice pass down low inside. Power dribble, shot up no good for Natalie Strothman. Offensive rebound, though. Putback is no good this time for Kaylee Salmon. And rebounded by Brenna Edie of Donovan West. Full court pass up ahead is off target into the arms of Avery Busing of Axel. Salmon now with it, left side. Drives. Stops in the block, and Brenna Edie picked her pocket. Here comes Lena Leatherman in transition. From the right side has her pocket picked from behind by Chloe Strothman, but she can't save it from going out of bounds, and they'll save it to Mustang. So some sloppy basketball back and forth there. 2:17 to go, still 6-6. Donovan West basketball. Brenna Edie will exit. Ava Gladhart back in. And Leah Stolbomber will check in for the first time for the Eagles. Inbound go to the corner. Nobody defending the wide-open three-pointer from Lena Leatherman, but fortunately for Axel, it was off the mark and into the hands of Stolbomber. We just checked in, and she looked confused. Now her pass up ahead is thrown away by Andy Foster. Runaway layup is good, and Foster gets Donovan West back in front. And Stolbomber just looked lost there, both offensively and defensively. Here's the inbound. The middle of the court to Strothman. Pass deflected, but into the hands of Natalie Strothman. She wants to drive left side. She gets hit. Whistle blocking foul. And Lena Leatherman tried to take the charge and contacts off of her shoulder, and that will be her first personal. The first team foul as well. They're going to say that was on the shot, so some free throws coming up here for Natalie Strothman. 4 points already. And that one is short, this time for the sophomore, for Axel. 1:50 to go, first quarter. Salmon will check in for Leah Stahlbomber. One more try for Strothman. Let's it go. That one is also no good. Short, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. First free throw attempts of the game for either team. Pass up ahead to Leatherman. Right side block, kicks out to Foster from the wing. And she is fouled on the floor. Second team foul against the Eagles. And this one will be a reach-in against Emma Hazenkamp. Brenna Edie back in the game for D. West. She will check in for Gladhart. It's 1:41 to go. D. West trying to extend their lead. Inbound to Foster. She'll drive. Middle. Pulls up. Nice dump-off pass. And it'll be a foul in the arm. Nice feed to Courtney Johnson, and she'll go up for two. As that foul will go against Audrey Costell. That'll be her first team's third. So two free throws coming up. Courtney Johnson. fifth highest scorer on the team, averaging 5.1 points per game. Richmond's first free throw is cash. It's a 9-6 chance for their second two-possession lead of the game, and she can make this free throw. And Elena Wettstein will be allowed to sub in. And she will come in for Randy Foster. Give her a bit of a break. Freshman off the bench, doing a nice job so far. Made a layup earlier. 1:37 to go first quarter. Second free throw for Johnson is good. 2 for 2 for Courtney Johnson. Makes it 10-6. Salmon gives it up to Emma Hazenkamp. Goes up the left side, defended by Melina Wettstein. Goes towards the sideline from the wing. Past the high post. Kostel with it. He's right back. Hazenkamp from the wing to the right side block. Going to work is Ellie Strothman. Her shot is too strong. Chloe Strothman. Rebound down to West. Here comes Wettstein with 1:10 to go. Pass up ahead. Right side block. Shot no good. Too strong for Courtney Johnson. Rebound for Chloe Strothman of Axel. Now that pass goes to the left side to Sandman. Bringing across half court. 1 minute now left to go. Axel trying to get back within one possession. Top of the key catch. Chloe Strothman in the perimeter. Hands it off to Emma Hazenkamp. Left side. Top of the key. Costa with it. Gets it right back to Hazenkamp. Just to the right of the top of the key, Haley Salmon, a couple of left-handed dribbles before entering it inside to close Strothman. Shot falling away off the side of the backboard. No good for Strothman. Another pass run out. Breakaway chance for Brenna Eady. Goes to her right. Shot up good off the glass for Brenna Eady. First basket of the game. 12-6 on FOS, the largest lead of the game with 30 seconds to go. Eady averaging 8.3 points per game. Third highest score on this Jonathan West squad. Shot on the run. Offensive foul, and Salmon ran over Melina Wettstein. And Salmon picks up the personal. Fourth team foul. And Jonathan West gets it back with 22.8 seconds left. 6-0 Jonathan West run. They've only done 6-0 runs. Started the game down 2-0. Went on a 6-0 run to go up 6-2. Axel tied the game 6-6. Now a 6-0 run to make it 12-6. That's the first personal foul for Salmon. West can hold this for the final 15 seconds if they choose to. Left side, Johnson. To the top of the key, Wettstein. Now right side. High post pass from Gladhart to Andy Foster. Drives right side with 7 seconds left and lays it up and in. Foster with 4 points with 3 seconds left. Axel with the inbound, and that is going to do it for the first quarter. 8-0 run to end it for Donovan West. They lead 14-6. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Sequest leads Axel 14-6 after one quarter of action here in our game of the week on 92.1 FM, KMZA. 4 points for Andy Foster, 6 for Melina Wettstein with a pair of threes, 2 for Brenna Eady and 2 for Courtney Johnson. And for Axel, 4 for Natalie Strothman and 2 for Chloe Strothman. Eagles with the first basket. And Chloe Strothman banks one home from straight away. She now has 4. It's 14-8. Been a game of runs so far for Donovan West. Bounce pass. Left side wing for Melina Wettstein. Here's Edie with it. Back to Wettstein. She'll try another three. That one is good. She is 3 for 4 now from beyond the arc. She has 9. And it's 17-8 Donovan West as they continue to expand their largest lead of the ballgame. Donovan West won the first meeting back on December 1st. 53-23 was both teams' first game of the season. Right side layup, no good. Loose on the floor, picked up by Brenna Eady. On the run, gives up to Wetstein. Right side, off the glass, good! Another basket for Melena Wetstein. She has 11 now, it's 19-8. 1 minute gone here in the second quarter. Up the right side, here is Natalie Stroffman. Pass too tall for Kaylee Stammen. It's stolen away by Melena Wetstein. Axel playing panicked here to start this second quarter. High post catch, Glad Hart kicks it out. Edie's going to try a three. That one a little bit short, loose on the floor. And dove on by Axel, but covered up by a couple of Mustangs. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with the Mustang. Lena Leatherman checking in. So is Emmy Jo Wetstein for the first time tonight. And for Axel, Avery Mustang checking in for the Eagles. Inbound for Katie Johnson goes to Lena Leatherman, left side corner. Emmy Jo Wetstein pass to Edie. She'll drive. Shot falling to her right is no good. Rebound picked up by Natalie Stroffman. Now the pass up ahead to Busing. On the run from the left side. Shot is blocked but fouled by Emmy Jo Wetstein. First foul of the quarter for either team. And free throws are coming up for the Axel sophomore. As mentioned, this is a young Axel team. They have four seniors. I said three earlier. They have four with Emma Hayes in camp, Kaylee Stammen, Chloe Stroffman, and Aaliyah Liebarger, who started this game and hasn't really played a whole lot since getting it started. The first free throw for Avery Bussing is good. And Axel with their first points of the second quarter. Second one on the way is no good. Rebound to Lena Leatherman. She keeps it herself. Up ahead to Edie. Euro step. She lost the handle of it. And into the hands of Andre Kostel. Bussing gives up ahead to Stroffman. And now to a cutting Stammen. Up the right side. To the left for Kostel. Pull-up jumper. No good. 15-footer. A rebound underneath the basket of Jonathan West and being shoved from behind was Emmy Jo Wetstein. As that foul goes to Ellie Stroffman. That's her first team's first. 19-9, Jonathan West with the lead here in the second quarter. 6:06 remaining. Meanwhile, in the game down the road in Troy, the Trojans leading Centralia 13-9. So a bit of a upset so far, but again, that's just after the first 8 minutes. So a lot of basketball to be played there. Shut up. No good by Emmy Jo Wetstein. Rebound. Or beg your pardon. Sorry, that was no good by Foster. Rebounded by Wetstein. Entry pass. Johnson kick it out. Emmy Jo Wetstein for three. No good. Trying to replicate Melena's success. Offensive rebound, though, by Foster. Her putback is no good. Swatted from behind by Chloe Stroffman, and she gets the rebound for Axel. Stammen bringing it up the middle. She loses it. It's loose on the floor, and Edie and Stammen wrestle for it. It's a jump ball, and it'll stay with Axel. 5.5 to go exactly here in the second quarter. Other games going on the TVL. Frankfurt is hosting Blue Valley Randolph. How about this one? Valley Heights at Hanover tonight. That is a huge game on the girls' side. Seen a couple of teams fighting for the top of the TVL, and in a valiant try by Andy Foster trying to get a charge call, and they're going to get her with a block instead as Natalie Stroffman ran into her. And Coach Perry Smith not happy about the call, and good reason for that. It was a valiant effort. And the last game, by the way, in the TVL tonight, Washington County at Lynn. And a couple of a non-league game. Clifton Clyde is hosting Concordia as well. 5:18 to go, second quarter, 19-9, Donovan West. Axel with the basketball. Entry pass. Post Stroffman, no good. Off the rim, off his rebound. Kostel with the putback is up and in. Kostel passed it to Stroffman before she put up that miss. And she gets the putback to go. It's now an 8-point deficit for Axel. Left side wing catch for Andy Foster. She goes to her right. Gives it up to Katie Johnson. D.D. dribbles towards the wing. Now to the top of the key for Lena Leatherman. Leatherman pass right side wing. Working around the perimeter against this Axel 2-3 zone. High post catch, drive, kick Foster to Edie for three. Short, no good. Katie Johnson with the putback up and in. And Katie Johnson with her first basket of the game. And a junior makes it 21-11. 4.5 to go, second quarter now. Avery Bussing brings it across that court, and Audrey Kostel travel with it as they were bringing it up against the D.U.S. press. Three substitutions for the Mustangs. Meanwhile, one for Axel as Alyssa Hazenkamp checks in. Courtney Johnson checking in. Melena Wetstein also coming back in. And also in is Belle Smith. Left side catch, Courtney Johnson to Melena Wetstein. Now right side, Belle Smith. Right back to Wetstein. Those three working the arc. Now, Katie Johnson coming out from the wing to make the catch in the corner, actually, on the left side, and back to Elena Weststein. They're working methodically around this perimeter. Drive baseline for Elena Weststein from the left side wing. Kick it out, three balls straight away. Cash money! Courtney Johnson with her first field goal of the game. She has five. It's 24-11. And the Mustangs continue to grow their largest lead of this one. Lob inside. Nice catch by Close Stroffman. Can't get a shot to go. And she commits the foul trying to get the rebound. A good look at it for Close Stroffman. Team's third leading scorer and third leading rebounder as well. 4.7 points, 5.8 rebounds per game. But she can't get that shot to go. Commits her first personal. 3.5 to go. The West up 24-11. Weststein's going to try her fifth three of the game, and she's got it. That's four three-pointers out of five from Elena Weststein. She has 14 first-half points. It's 27-11. What a performance by the senior so far. Getting across half-court is Alyssa Hayes, and camera pass deflected into the hands of Chloe Stroffman. She's in trouble, defended well by Belle Smith. 3 minutes to go. Busing drives left into the corner. Hazenkamp, high post catch for Chloe Stroffman. Lobs it out, setting baseline to Sandman, and she's bumped and fouled from the short corner by Belle Smith. Elena Weststein again, 14 first half points. She is 4-for-5 from beyond the arc here in this first half. Hazenkamp catches it in the short corner right side. Dribbles to the right side elbow, hands it back. The best thing is she wanted to shoot it, and she traveled as Courtney Johnson got a piece of it. So she held on to it and fell to the ground with it, resulting in a travel. Brenna Eady checking in for the Mustangs. She will come in for Belle Smith. And Weststein goes from running point to going to the right side wing. Andy Foster inbounds it back underway with 2:40 to go. Foster drives right side. Kicks it to the short corner for Johnson. Open jumper. That one's no good from 11 feet. Rebounded by Kaylee Salmon. Good look by the junior big, Katie Johnson. Chloe Stroffman to Kaylee Salmon. The right side for Alyssa Hazenkamp. High post catch. Stroffman surveys. Left side wing catch for Avery Busing. Three ball all the way for Alyssa Hazenkamp. That one rattles in there. Nice shot by Alyssa Hazenkamp. Her first points of the game. Makes it 27-13. As they say, it's actually a two-point basket with her toe on the line. 2 minutes to go. Drive left side. Eady all the way to the glass. No good. Put back is there for Katie Johnson. And Johnson now with four after the miss by Brenna Eady. And now looks to press after the make. As the lead is now up to 16. Inbound deflected by Andy Foster out of the hands of Nellie Strothman. And it will be last touched by Jonathan West. Okay, I thought they first were saying it was last touched by Axel. Oh, they are. They are saying it is Jonathan West basketball. They're saying it's a turnover on the inbound. Inbound to Eady. 1:50 to go. 29-13 Mustangs here in Highland. Brad Hart hands it off. Going to her right, kicks it out. Eady surveys her options, ball over her head, dribbles to her left to get to the middle of the court. Stopped there after gives up her dribble. Hands it back to Andy Foster in 90 seconds left. Head coach Perry Smith calls out a new play. Foster hands it off to Gladhart, looking to drive, lob it, and a whistle and a push on the floor. And that one goes against Alyssa Hazenkamp, and that will be her first, team's third. Lob it to Foster, from the free throw line, drives right, shot the glass, is no good, tips in the air, gets her on this, in the short corner, and almost out of bounds, kicks it out of there to Courtney Johnson. Eady, nice head fake to get past her defender. We get it right back after briefly giving up to Ava Gladhart. She'll get it back, bounce pass, left side. Underhand pass from Foster to Courtney Johnson with 1 minute to go. Trying to surpass the 30-point mark before halftime. Left side catch for Courtney Johnson. Again, Donovan West has not lost the game when they reach that 50-point mark. Eady. Whistle and a foul on the floor off the ball. Underneath 43.3 seconds left, and another foul committed by Alyssa Hazenkamp. First player for either team to commit two personal fouls. And Donovan West, inside minutes ago, will have double bonus the rest of the way. Inbound goes to Amy Foster. She lost it. Going the other way is Avery Bussing, and she almost traveled, but they're going to say she got rid of it before she fell over. And Axel with the ball now with 31 seconds left. Hazenkamp, entry pass, turnaround, fadeaway. That's short from Natalie Strothman. It was out of bounds to Donovan West. 23.9 seconds left. Reminder that our halftime show coming up, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu, as well. We'll possibly have some scores to look at half, but of course we started a little bit early, so I don't know if we'll have too many scores to look at, but we'll break down this one and get our point totals all sorted out. But Elena Weppstein, those just joining us, 14 points for her. She's shooting 4 of 5 from beyond the arc here in the first half. About 10 seconds left, and a pass deflected by Bussing, giving it right back to Courtney Johnson. Cross-court pass to the right side, Weppstein to Johnson, short corner. High post pass to Foster, and she's fouled on the floor. That is the 15th foul with 2.4 seconds left. The freshman guard for Donovan West will go to the free throw line. As that foul goes against Avery Bussinger first. Donovan West 2 for 2 from the free throw line so far. First one on the way is good. 5 points now for Andy Foster. Made a pair of field goals in the first quarter. Second one on its way is good as well. Inbound to the middle, and they're not going to get a shot off, and that's going to be the end of the first half. 31-13 coming up is our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Back in a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online HeinenTrueValue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of 3 people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Dominant first half for the Donovan West girls. They lead 31-13 here in our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Recapping how this one has started so far, after Axel scored the opening two-point basket of the game, Donovan West went on a 6-0 run. Axel then was able to tie it up 6-6. Then D. West finished the quarter on an 8-0 run to go up 14-6. They continued their dominance. They rolled it into the second quarter with Melina Weststein going 4-for-5 from beyond the arc in the first half. And the Mustangs outscored the Eagles 17-7 in the quarter to give them this 31-13 halftime lead. Breaking down individual scores here in this one so far. First for Axel, 4 points apiece from Natalie Strothman and Chloe Strothman. Natalie made a couple of two-point baskets in the first quarter. 2 points apiece for Audrey Kostel and Alyssa Hazenkamp, and a free throw for Avery Bussing. As for Jonathan West, 14 points for Helena Wettstein. As mentioned, 4-for-5 from beyond the arc. She has been money so far tonight. Also, 6 points for the freshman stud, Andy Foster. 5 points for Courtney Johnson, who made a three-pointer as well in the second quarter. 4 points for Katie Johnson, and two free throws. Actually, no, just 2 points, beg your pardon, for Brenna Eady. So it has been dominant so far, but not quite as dominant as we saw in that first matchup, which resulted in a 53-23 win. Axel, as mentioned, kept it close towards the beginning of the game. They had it tied 6-6 halfway through that first quarter, but since then it has been all Donovan West. Looking at some scores from around the area, got just a couple here as we're actually make that a trio. It's one more just poured in. So, again, the game just down the road. After the first quarter, Detroit girls leading Centralia 13-9. That certainly would have ramifications in the TVL standings if that result held up, as Centralia is currently tied for first in the standings. They try to pull those up as we speak. Centralia 4-0 in league play, 10-1 overall, ranked number 3 in Class 1A D1, according to the KBCA's latest polls that were released earlier this afternoon. As for Troy, they are just 2-3, as they're the top of the bottom of the rankings, if you will. In regards to the top half versus bottom half, it is night and day. But still, those top teams, actually, I'll say this again, still the best of the teams in the bottom of teams would beat a lot of teams in other leagues around the area, and I'm not just saying that. We saw Troy dominate Valley Falls, the Northeast Kansas League, and Valley Falls is unbeaten in league play. So pretty impressive stuff as Harper Wettstein continues to do her thing. She was also a TVL tournament, all-tournament selection this year, and as mentioned, as they have a 13-9 lead at home against the Panthers. And that game is over on 103.9 FM KNZA. Elsewhere, in the Big 7, Hiawatha, how about this? 10-7 lead against Nemaw Central. We got a couple of upset scores to start things off. Some interesting action there in the Big 7 with Nemaw Central currently in second place in Big 7 play. Undefeated at 3-0, only behind Riverside, who is 5-0. As for Hiawatha, they are right in the middle of the pack. And elsewhere, Riverside doing what they do. They are currently at 21-6. At halftime against Sabetha. That's over on the Sabetha channel. Failed to mention the Hiawatha and Nemaw Central game is also on the Hiawatha channel at msdsports.net. So those are your scoring updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Let's step aside for a break, and we'll come back with some keys to the second half, and then second half action. Our score here in Highland, Axel, currently trailing on the road against Donovan West, 31-13, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm thick-cut bacon sizzling on your stove. And while you were over there smearing your bagel, this little piggy went on a splatter spree. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, you'll be crying wee, wee, wee over this fire in your home. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Kansaland.
31-13, our score. Dr. West leading home against Axel here in our halftime break. Brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. By the way, got a scoring update for you as well for that Troy-Centralia game. The Trojans still lead by 1 point at halftime, 22-21 leading Centralia. And not only does that have ramifications in the TBL standings, but in the sub-state standings as well. However, the Panthers do have a pretty good stranglehold on first place in the D-West sub-state standings. Centralia is 10-1 and tied for second. Burlingame and Donovan West at 8-5. But according to Keisha, Burlingame, for whatever reason, has that tiebreaker. And Donovan West would be the 3 seed if the season were to end today. We'll see what happens with Burlingame tonight. But Donovan West on their way to improving to 9-5, barring a historic comeback here, because they lead by 18 points. Axel, on the other hand, they are currently trying to hold on to the number 2 spot in their sub-state standings, the Blue Valley Randolph sub-state. They are 6-5. They are a full game up on Lynn, who enters the night 6-7. They are hosting Washington County tonight. So a big game for the Lynn Bulldogs in that regard. Washington County is 6-6. Both those teams are 1-4, tied for ninth place in the Twin Valley League. Back underway here in the third quarter, keys to the second half for Donovan West. Keep it going with the press, as here's a steal going the other way for Natalie Strothman. Layup is short, no good. Loose ball, and it will be a jump ball. Excuse me, as I was saying, before that turnover from the Axe illegal defense, keys to the second half for Donovan West. Keep the press going, keep the pressure up, and don't allow Axel to get back in this one. Here's the inbound for the Eagles out of bounds. Long two on the way is no good. Rattled out of there for Emma Hazenkamp. Rebound down from West as he looks to push. Leatherman, left side, layup, no good, too strong. Rebound Axtell, and key for Axtell. They've had some good looks around the rim. They just haven't been able to make them. They can start to make those open looks inside the paint. They might have a chance to possibly get back in this one. We will see. Here's a ball jumper from Brissing. That's blocked by Lena Leatherman out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Eagles with 7:10 to go here in this third quarter. But as mentioned, they would have to have a lot of those shots go in order for them to get a chance here as they trail by 18. Inbound to the corner for Avery Bussing. That is a three. That's no good. Too strong. Rebound. Elena Wettstein of Donovan West. Pass up ahead. Left side. Head fake Foster. Drives middle. Nice kick to Edie. She'll drive baseline from the right side, and that shot's blocked. Rebound Foster. Foster has it blocked, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two more free throws as she went 2-for-2 in the first half. Another scoring update for you. Fulton currently leads Royal Valley 14-11. Those two teams kind of middle bottom of the pack in the Big 7. There's a scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Was that free throw off the mark this time by the Donovan West freshman, Andy Foster, who is certainly on her way to getting a all-league bid of some sort. As that second free throw is good, as you would think, but with how good this league is, maybe we don't know about that. Maybe it's not a sure thing. Boy, she has been phenomenal for Donovan West here this season as just a freshman. Whistle and a blocking foul. Leatherman tried to get the charge called against Natalie Strothman, but she wasn't quite able to get Leatherman's, or bigger part, not able to get Strothman to hit her head on. as Strassman was able to sidestep her by going around her towards the sideline. 32-13. Donovan West leading Axel. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Looking for a first field goal of the quarter, and this pass thrown away by Brennan Eady on the breakaway. Running a layup. Good, and there it is. Brennan Eady now with 4 points. Axel trying to work quickly after the turnover. And Salmon driving out of control. Shot underhanded, no good. And loose and picked up by Lena Letterman. Eady looking to push it once again. Right side, layup. That's blocked partially as Leatherman gets the offensive rebound underneath the basket, gets it out to Johnson, gets it to Eady on the right side wing. Cross court pass left side. Foster head fake, drives middle, floater, got it. Nice shot by Andy Foster. She has 8. Is the team's second leading scorer overall. They continue to grow their largest lead of the game, and it is now a 23-point Donovan West lead. They have yet to give up a point as here's a pass towards the left sideline. Out of the reach of Avery Busting, he goes out of bounds. He'll go to Donovan West. Another Eagle turnover. That's one thing that head coach Brad Rockman of Axel has emphasized. These games versus the top half of the league they have really struggled with is turning the ball over. Something that they are going to have to really clean up if they want to be competitive next year. As mentioned, they have 4 seniors this year, but 3 really good 8th graders coming in. If they really got to clean things up in terms of the turnovers, they won't have a chance to beat some of these teams at the top half of the league. And a 7th place CBL tournament for Axel certainly gives them room for optimism. Eady driving the kicks to Johnson. Gabelle Smith in the ballgame. Crossover dribble for Brennan Eady. Gives up a dribble. Smith gives to Katie Johnson. Eady's going to try a straightaway 3. Off the left side, no good. Rebound Axel. Specifically, Alyssa Hazenkamp. Costell gives up her dribble at the free throw line. Comes back to Hazenkamp and already 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Looking inside as Boston can't find anybody, so gives it Costell. Looking to pass it down low, cannot, so gives it back to Boston. High post catch, turns. Firing through a double team into traffic, and Chuck goes out of bounds. Natalie Strassman trying to make something happen, but could not. And it will be Donovan West basketball. Donovan West hoping to improve to 5-2 in league play, 9-5 on the regular season. They currently sit 1 game out of first place in the Twin Valley League. They're tied for 5th with Hanover. And Hanover, a big win last night, a dominant win at Onega. They have to come right back today and take on first place Valley Heights. So that is a home game for the Wildcats. Driving right side, Eady bounce pass, far side corner for Katie Johnson. She gets it right back from the right side to the high post. Driving left is Ava Gladhart, and she's fouled, and she'll go up and shoot 2. First chance for Gladhart to get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Lynn Wettstein held scoreless here in this quarter, mainly because she hasn't really played a whole lot. 14 points in that first half, 4-for-5 from beyond the arc. In fact, now that I think about it, she hasn't played at all here in this third quarter. That first free throw rattles home for Gladhart. Axel has not scored yet here in this second half as almost 4 minutes has gone by. Second free throw on its way, and that one is short for the senior. Almost got her on this, but instead it goes to the Eagles. Outlet pass, right side. Ellie Strassman gives up. Lob inside. Hazenkamp fires a wild shot that misses everything. Goes out of bounds. It was closer to the top left corner of the backboard than it was to the rim. And by the way, failed to mention, Alyssa Hazenkamp, she committed her 3rd personal foul on the other end. Top of the post catch for Andy Foster. She'll give it up to the right side, Courtney Johnson. Playing keep away with it from the 2-3 Axel zone. 3.5 minutes to go. Left side with it. Entry pass from the block. Bell Smith kicks it out. Emmy Jo Wettstein gives it to Foster. As he continues to work around the perimeter. Some really good quick ball movement. Working the baseline is Bell Smith. trying to get something. Axel not really playing in the passing lane, so Jonathan West is able to just easily pass the ball around the perimeter. And on average, of, I would say Mustangs aren't even holding on to the ball for more than a half second. Probably been close to 30 passes in this possession is Emmy Joe Wettstein, Andy Foster, and Courtney Johnson seem to play keep away. Now Emmy Joe Wettstein drives. Her floater is no good. And rebound for Axel, but a travel by Audrey Kostel. And Donovan West gets it right back with 2:45 left to go here in this third quarter. 37-13, Donovan West. And they continue to kill a bunch of clock here. It's Malay Wettstein. We'll check in for the first time here in this second half. She will inbound it here. She comes in for Bell Smith. Now late substitution is Avery Busing. We'll check in. Kelly McClellan also in for Axel. Inbound from Wettstein goes to the top for for Ava Gladhart, and she's stopped on the floor. Third foul against the Eagles. That one will go against McClellan. With 2:42 to go. Foster with a catch on the inbound from the free throw line. Kicks it out. Pull up three on the way for Courtney Johnson. It is good. Courtney Johnson with her second three make of the game. She has 8 points. And they now have 40. As mentioned, they are undefeated. When they get 50, they are 6-0 when they hit that mark. And a timeout is called by Axel. 2:25 to go, third quarter, 40-13, Donovan West. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
KMZA.
40-13, your score, Donovan West, with a dominant performance here so far tonight. Axel with the ball, foul, and one. Natalie Strothman with her first point since the first quarter, and Axel's first points of the second half with 2:14 to go here in the quarter. She's fouled and one. That foul committed by Brandon Eady, her first. So free throw coming up, trying to finish it off for Strothman after she went 0-for-2 from the free throw line her last trip. That one is good. Axel going full court man-to-man. Courtney Johnson passes across half court to Andy Foster. Johnson hands it off. This is Emmy Joe Wettstein to Foster, who will hand it off to David Gladhart. Gladhart bounce pass right side for Foster. Next stoppage play, Donovan West doing a 5-for-5 substitution. Crossover dribble, Wettstein kicks it out to Johnson from the left side corner. They continue to kind of play keep away against Axel, who's not really pressuring the ball or getting in the passing lane. Playing very conservative defense, trailing by 24 points. Going to her left is Foster. Get out to Johnson. He'll play the handoff game here. Cross-court pass right side, driving in the lane. Foster with a lane to get a layup, but she's fouled late. And she'll go to the line to shoot two more free throws. That foul will go against Audrey Kostel, her second. Team foul number 4, and they will go to the double bonus for the remaining 1:24. Danny Foster, 3-for-4 from the free throw line so far. Make it 3-for-5 if she misses that one. The 4 substitutions for Donovan West, and Andy Foster will have to stay in for this free throw as Brenna Eady looks checking for her, but Leatherman, Allie Foster checking in, so is Katie Johnson. And Bell Smith. And now Eady will check in for Andy Foster, who makes her fourth free throw of the ball game. She now has 9 points, and it's 41-16 Donovan West. 1:20 left to go. Lane to drive for McClellan. She stopped, though, late. She kick it out of there. Shot no good. Offensive rebound by Hazenkamp. Puts on the floor. Johnson defending. Kicks out to McClellan. Long two is no good. Rebound Katie Johnson and Donovan West. I let the Edie look to push. With 1 minute left here in this third quarter. Drive, middle. Gets back. The defender lays it up and in. Edie with her second field goal of this quarter. She has six. It's 43-16. And a whistle and a foul. Ringing it up was Audrey Cox, or Vega Forest, sorry, was Avery Blissing, and they're going to say it's an offensive foul on a screen against Costell. That's her third. 45.3 seconds left. By the way, a look at some scores here. Let's do that at the quarter break. Give some scores after we're through with this third quarter, as again it is 43-16. Donovan West leading Axel with 45.3 seconds left here in this third quarter. Edie receives the inbound, gives it to Leatherman on the left side wing. Back to Edie to the right side for Allie Foster. She'll get it right back after briefly giving it to Brenna Edie as they continue to maneuver it around the perimeter against the Axel zone. High post catch for Bell Smith, runs into a trio of Eagles. She gets bumped, nothing called. Now they'll say she traveled. That'll be Axel basketball with 28.6 seconds left. Boys game coming up after this one. Axel currently fighting for supremacy in the TVL on the boys' side. A entry pass down low, and Strothman is blocked. Nellie Strothman rejected out of there with 15 seconds left. Going the other way. Brennan Edie gets bumped, nothing called, and now it's a travel. Same thing as last possession. So looking at the boys' standings for the TVL, Axel has only played three league games. They're 2-1, and two games back of first place Clifton Clyde, who are 5-0. 5 seconds left. Going to her right is Costell, 3 seconds. Hazenkamp fires at the buzzer. That's short. And that is how the quarter comes to a close. Just 3 points in the quarter for Axel. They now trail 43-16. We'll have some scores from around the area coming up next here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KMZA.
The scores around the area. Hiawatha still leading Nemaha Central, this time at halftime, 19-15. And as for the Holton Royal Valley score, again, 14-11 Wildcats at halftime is the score, not since the first quarter. Shot no good for Natalie Strothman right out of the gate for Axel. Rebound Donovan West. Donovan West with a 43-16 lead here in Highland. A dominant performance from the Mustangs here this evening. Only 3 points in that third quarter for Axel. All three of those coming from Natalie Strothman. She has seven and leads Axel in scoring. As for Donovan West, 14 points from Elena Wettstein. She didn't play very much in the third quarter at all, but she scored all of her points in that first half, including 4 for 5 from beyond the arc, and now 3 seconds in the paint is called against Ava Gladhart of Donovan West. Also 9 points for Andy Foster, 6 for Brenna Edie, 8 for Courtney Johnson, who's knocked down a couple of threes, and 4 for Katie Johnson. And the Mustangs looking to improve to 5-2 in league play. Pass inside again. Nellie Strothman putting up a shot, and she's fouled this time to go to the line to shoot two. Fouled will go against Melina Wettstein. That'll be her second. So for Donovan West, The win here will give them, for a brief moment, second place in their sub-state standings. Leapfrogging Berlin game, but we'll see what happens to them tonight. Substitution as Gladhart will exit, and Courtney Johnson back in for the Mustangs. Second try coming up for Strothman, who is 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Make it 2-for-5 as she makes the second. And she has all of the second half points for Axel. And as for Axel, they're going to hope that Washington County can get a win in order to hold on to second place in their sub-state standings. They sit at 6-5 at the moment, but they're on their way to falling to 6-6. As for Lynn, if they win, they will be 7-7. And I believe that would give the Bulldogs, for the moment, the tiebreaker. We still have a little less than a month away, still sub-state. Something to keep in the back of our minds. There is some separation happening, though, in some sub-state standings, including Hanover being in first place. They're most likely going to get the one seed in that sub-state. The double dribble is called against Natalie Strothman of Axel. And it's most likely that Centralia is going to get the one seed in the Donovan West sub-state as well. And again, we will be here to broadcast that tournament with four area teams participating, including Centralia, Donovan West, Troy, and Onega. So be sure to stay tuned for when the brackets come out for that. That will start on February the 22nd, which is a Thursday. First round games are at the higher seeds. It'll be the 3 versus the 6 and a 4 versus the 5 to start with the 1 and 2 seeds getting byes. And the 3-ball is good for Kaylee Sandman. That is her first basket of the game. The team's second leading score knocks down her first points to make it 43-20. So as of right now, with Centralia and Berlin game getting byes in the Donovan West sub-state play, it is good from the right side for Melina Wettstein, her first basket of the second half. And a timeout is called. We'll leave that thought there and once again look at our sub-state standings here in just a bit. We'll take a break. It's 45-20, Donovan West leading with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Highland, 45-20, Donovan West leading Axel at home. Once again, picking up where I left off with a thought about the sub-state standings. So Centralia-Berlin game currently have the bye in the Donovan West sub-state standings. And in the Blue Valley Randolph, it is Hanover and Axel currently have a bye. Now we have a foul against Donovan West as going up was Avery, for Vega Parton, sorry, it was Emma Hazenkamp. What a feat that would be for the Axel girls to have a first-round bye, an automatic bid into the semifinals of sub-state as a first free throw on its way and good for Hazen Camper, first point of the game. And Axel and Hanover are the only two teams that are currently over 500 in that sub-state. The second free throw is no good. Other teams in that sub-state include Lynn, Pike Valley, Blue Valley Randolph, and Southern Cloud as a turnover by Donovan West will give Axel the ball back with 5:31 to go. That's for D West. In that sub-state, Centralia, Berlin game, Donovan West, of course, all above 500. Troy right at 500. They are leading Centralia at the half. At least that's the last score we have. Is a turnover for Donovan West going the right side. It's Foster. She gets bumped and fouled. She goes to the line to shoot two. But they had a 22-21 lead at halftime. And we are awaiting a possible score update from that one. By the way, another score update for you. Oskaloosa girls leading Valley Falls 27-18. So another kind of, I wouldn't say upset, but that's kind of an interesting score there between two teams that are right in the middle of the NEKL race. Valley Falls more on the higher side. Oskaloosa more towards the middle. With Lady Bears currently with a lead as Foster missed her first free throw. She's now 4-for-7 from the free throw line. That's one more try. Freshman lets it go. That one is good. So she goes 1-for-2 this time. And she is the second player to reach double digits. She has 10. It's 46-21 down at the left. Once again, some key games for these two teams coming up. Well, down to the West, after tonight, they got a big game at Clifton Clyde on Friday. Three ball, left side corner, no good for Kaylee Sandman. So at Clifton Clyde, as well as Hanover at home on the 9th, so that's the following Friday. They have at Centralia on the 12th, and then they finish off the season on 103.9 FM KNZA on the 20th, as they'll be at Troy. So just down the road, that game will be going on. That could be a big-time game for both those two teams. Bob inside to Katie Johnson. She is fouled and one. Now they're going to wave the basket off. They're going to say the foul was on the floor. But as for Axel, they got some battles with some teams that are right with them in the standings for the rest of the way, including a game at Washington County on February the 9th. Before that, next Tuesday, they'll be hosting Frankfort. Chance to possibly get a win against one of the top teams in the league. Again, that is coming up on the 6th, so next Tuesday, a week from today. They're at Troy on the 13th, and then their final game of the season will be against Hanover on the 19th. Here's a pull-up jumper that is short, no good, by Kaylee Salmon. And a rebound for Indy Foster, who's on the run. Now she's just tried to save it from going out of balance. She does so successfully. Rob inside, Edie, nice find. Layup good from the right side for Lena Leatherman for her first basket of the game. Both teams with 5 points apiece here in this fourth quarter as we're halfway through the period. 48-21 down at the West. What a fun finish this is going to be. Now turnover to the Mustangs as Lena Leatherman gets a steal. With, again, a three-way tie coming into tonight with Centralia, Valley Heights, and Frankfort. Valley Heights is at Hanover tonight, a big-time game for those two teams. Clifton Clyde is in fourth and 4-1, a half game back. His layup is good for Lena Leatherman. Nice look for her, so she now has 4 quick points for the Mustangs. In time for fifth, Donovan West, Hanover at 4-2, 1 game back. Shut up for Salmon, no good, but she's fouled. Blocking foul against Melina Wettstein. That'll be her third. That was just joining us, Melina Wettstein, 14 first half points. 4-for-5 shooting from beyond the arc in the first half. Since then, hasn't done a whole lot, but she played very sparingly in the third quarter. And they're kind of just coasting towards the end of this one here with 3:27 remaining. First free throw on its way is good for Salmon. 4 points now for her. First free throw attempt of the game. Costell checking back in for Axel, and so is McClellan. And Courtney Johnson in for Donovan West. So is Emmy Jo Wettstein. One more free throw attempt coming up here for Salmon. This one is good as well. So it'll be Annie Foster bringing it up for the Mustangs. Going back to the TVL girls standings, one thing that's interesting is Frankfort has by far and away the easiest remaining schedule. And kind of elaborating on that, they sent something out to Jake from the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. Sent him a text with a pretty interesting stat. Trying to find it as we talk here. Here we go. The remaining opponent's combined league record is just 9-23 for the rest of the way for Frankfort, which is that is very significant considering the how many really good teams there are at the top of this league. To have a remaining league record, the opponent's league record is 9-23 combined. That gives them a very good pass to possibly winning this league outright. We have a foul on the floor against Axel's Allie Foster, her first. 15-23, Jonathan West leading Axel. 2:45 left to go here in the game. Or I beg your pardon, sorry, that was Audrey Costell who picked up the foul, not Allie Foster. Allie Foster just checked in for Jonathan West. But Frankfort, as of right now, 5-1, tied for first in the league, and three ball is good for Allie Foster from the right side corner. Her first basket of the ball game. Everybody getting in on the love here this evening. 8 different scores for the Mustangs. We had the same exact score from the first meeting, 53-23. Layup no good from Hazenkamp. And a rebound for Bell Smith. I did not think that we would have a score just like the first game. That would be a lot closer. Especially how much Axel has improved as we now have a running clock since we have a 30-point lead. And that was one thing that head coach Brad Brockerman was saying last week is he's saying expect for a possibly very different result from that first game. And unfortunately for him, it's the exact same result. 53-23 our score, 143 and counting left to go. Sossol driving, and she's bumped on the floor, but as mentioned, the clock will run with 137 and counting remaining in this one. Waiting for a score update from that Centralia-Troy game. Here we go. 5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Troy still in the lead, 36-35. Wow. Troy hoping to hand Centralia his first loss of the season in league play. Three-pointer no good. Putback is no good. Both misses from Malia Stahlbomber. Loose on the floor, picked up by Alyssa Hazenkamp, but she's fouled going up, and she will shoot a couple of free throws. 110 and counting left to go. And the clock continues to tick down. As Emmy Jo Wettstein picks up the personal foul, and Jonathan West will improve to 5-2 in league play. Now just a half game back of first. As for Axel, they will fall to 1-3. Now 3 games out of first place in 8th place in the league as the first free throw is no good from Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp scored a 2-point field goal back in the second quarter. Her second one's on the way. That one is no good as well. Rebound for Emmy Jo Wettstein. Hauls down with 40 seconds left. End of the third quarter for Nemaha Central and Nemaha Central, or speaking pardon, sorry, for Hiawatha and Nemaha Central. 27-27 the score in that one. Got a lot of really close girls games here in this, on this Tuesday night. 20 seconds left. Here's the inbound through the hands of Brooklyn Rawls into the backcourt. Alyssa Hazenkamp is blocked but fouled. No, it's going to be a jump ball. Nice defense by Emmy Jo Wettstein with 8 seconds left. And 6 seconds left. Will they inbound it in time? It looks like they will with 3 seconds left. 2 seconds. And that will do it. So we have the exact same final score, 53-23. And that will do it. We'll have our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Your project starts here at Stahlbomber Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Stahlbomber Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Stahlbomber Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Stahlbomber Lumber in Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals, whether that is buying a house,
car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Jonathan West defeats Axel 53-23. Leading the way in scoring for the Eagles was Natalie Stropp, and then she finished with 8. She went 2-for-5 from the free throw line. 5 points for Kaylee Salmon, all of which coming in the fourth quarter. 4 points for Chloe Strothman. 2 points apiece for Alyssa Hazenkamp and Audrey Costell, and a free throw apiece for Emma Hazenkamp and Avery Bustain. As for Jonathan West, leading the way in scoring was Melena Wettstein with 16 points, 14 of those coming in the first half, shooting 4-for-5 from beyond the arc. She is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. They're in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So she is your player of the game. Also, 11 points for Andy Foster. She went 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Also, 8 points for Courtney Johnson. 6 points for Brenna Eady. 4 from Lena Leatherman. 3 points for Allie Foster and a free throw for Ava Gladhart. Here on your post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com. Well, this is a dominant one from back to front. Axel kept it close early. Halfway through the first quarter, we were tied 6-6. And an 8-0 run at the end of the first quarter, making it 14-6. And from there, it was all Jonathan West. They outscored Axel 17-7 in the second quarter. And they were up 43-16 after the end of the third quarter. And they got the exact same final score as their first meeting back on December the 1st. So that is going to do it. Jonathan West improves 9-5 in the regular season, 5-2 in league play. Axel falls 1-3 in league play, and 6-6 overall. The boys' game is coming up next. Be sure to stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.